from KUER News in Salt Lake City. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, live radio theater from our studio here at the Eccles Broadcast Center. This is the latest episode in our Radio Hour series, our partnership with Plan B Theater Company. Today, this is episode 12, Stand. It's another original piece from playwright Matthew Ivan Bennett, who describes Stand as a liberal person's nightmare. Imagine an America where the alt-right has taken over, where church and state are no longer separate, where sexism and racism and fear are stoked by leaders of the state. Oh, and California's bowed out of this version of America, seceded from the Union. But the play today is not really about politics as much as the moral questions behind rebellion. How far should you go to resist? That's all I'll say about Stand for now. Don't want to ruin it. It is a thriller, and it's coming up after this.
Take Radio West wherever you go with KUER's mobile app for Android and iPhone. Public radio is always a swipe away with KUER's mobile app, free and available for download right now in your mobile phone's app store.
This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're presenting an hour of radio drama from Plan B Theater Company. It's Radio Hour, Episode 12, Stand.
Good morning, agents. Welcome back for the new year. I hope 2050 will treat you like a lady. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all citizens.
Not your best, agents, but you have my blessing. Your feeds will go live in 60. Log in now. Priority one remains unchanged.
Yay! Another day of flagging anti-administration rhetoric on Hash It. Bring it on, millennials, you wrinkly old crabapples.
Russo, it's a little early to relay your bitterness to the entire office, okay?
I'm not bitter. I'm looking forward to this. I can catch up on the second season of Inquisition on my new ice specs while I report every other post.
Sounds responsible.
It's lenient. Did you even bother with the unadjusted numbers this morning? Van Zomeren has an 89% unfavorable hanging over him across all demos over 35. So screw you.
Disapproving of the president's performance is not the same as planning violence.
I'm not saying they all plan violence. I'm saying this demographic hates Van Zomeren, second only to God. I'm saying statistically, these millennial whinging cucks are the ones crowdfunding the so-called resistance.
Less than 1%.
But somebody funds them, and all signs point to ye old feminazis and their beta male lap warmers who have a low rate of faith-based verbiage on social media and, incidentally, have darker skin than me. No offense. Let the bugging begin!
Okay, Mr. Chem, what have you written today? Da-da-da-da-da. The flag is just a piece of fabric. Obviously, it's a symbol, but for what exactly? The anthem clearly connects it to soldiery, but which soldiers shall I honor? Those responsible for the massacre?
Are you kidding? Send it up!
Would you respect my cubicle? You review your targets, I'll review mine.
You're not sending that up?
I'm still reading.
That is textbook liberalina.
The manual states that political orientation does not by itself warrant L2 surveillance.
No, but two iconoclasms do.
The criteria for an iconoclasm is...
Agent Moore, see me in my office immediately.
Probably.
I told you.
It's unrelated.
You want to bet me $50, Peaches? You know he listens.
Stay away from my console, Russo. Be right back.
You hope. Enter.
Mr. Griswell?
I said enter. Just two steps in and stand still, please. Your eyes will adjust to the darkness. Thank you, Agent. You'll have my full attention momentarily. I forgot to feed my little friends here before the holiday. Oh, breathe through your mouth if the smell bothers you. God is great.
God is great.
Fetching sweater.
Thank you, sir. And the smell doesn't bother me at all. My dad raised crickets for my family during the tribulation.
Did he? What species?
They were Mormons, sir.
Ah, yes. You're from Vegas, aren't you? And the Anabra simplex are well adapted to urban living, as well as beautiful in their own way. The black herringbone pattern can be dazzling. What did your father feed them?
Leftovers, and sometimes...
Sometimes what?
Just those tropical fish flakes, sir.
Really? How inventive. My field crickets here, they love orange peels. I drop in my peels every morning and they sing in gratitude. Do you still partake, Agent Mora?
Excuse me?
Do you still eat crickets to remind you of girlhood?
I stick to commercial powders now.
Would you care for one? For nostalgia's sake? You can taste the orange. Try one.
I'm full from breakfast, sir.
I insist. Try one. I had my colony tested last month. They're very high in calcium, vitamin B12, fatty acids. Let me pick one out for you. There you go.
Thank you, Mr. Griswell.
Can you taste the orange?
I can. Faintly. Well done.
It's just a hobby. Shall we sit? Let's sit. Sit in my chair.
You want me in your chair?
Yes, Agent. Sit in my chair.
I would rather not do that, sir.
Do you think I'm testing you?
It occurred to me.
It occurred to you?
Yes, sir.
So you haven't decided?
No, sir.
Good. I like that about you. But I'm still going to order you to sit in my chair. Do it now.
If you demand it, sir.
How does it feel? Gut answer. What's your gut say?
My gut says your chair is better than mine.
Well, it better be. I'm a level 4. You're a level 1. Is the light bothering you?
Sir, if this is about Mr. Chan, then allow me to explain my thoughts.
I asked you about the light, Agent.
Neither the smell nor the light bothers me, sir, but...
My wife calls it mood lighting. Have you met Mrs. Griswell?
I haven't. Am I being evaluated, sir?
We are all being evaluated, Agent, by the minute. Have you been to California?
Of course not. Why would I mix with traitors? Just the act of crossing...
I didn't ask if you approved of secession or democratic socialism. I asked if you had been to the place. Say, for the beaches, the sun. You must have family there with a name like Mora.
There's plenty of sun in the States, sir, and all my family and friends live here.
Yes, we have sun here, but over there, the sun seems brighter.
I would not know.
You look like you spend some time in the sun. You have beautiful skin.
Thank you.
I bet you have the Dark Continent in you.
My mother's father.
That explains it. Beautiful. Mrs. Griswell is beyond the DMZ right now. San Diego. I suppose that might shock you, but moving up in the agency has its privileges.
They let you vacation in California?
Nobody lets us. We go because our loyalty has been tested and proven. We go because we want to. As could you. If you accept your promotion to L2...
I'm sorry?
I'm promoting you! You're far too sharp for L1. Congratulations! Hello? You're not dreaming, Agent. This is 100% reality.
I know. Thank you. You just caught me unawares. Gee, L2. I had begun to think...
Whatever you were thinking was wrong. You're a credit to your country, Agent Mora. You deserve this. I'll be making the big announcement at 1700 with champagne. The non-alcoholic variety for me.
Speech! Speech!
I'm not giving a speech!
Come on! Inspire us! Speech! Mora! Mora!
Okay. If I inspire any of you, I hope it will be with my example. Democracy can only be as good as its people.
Yes.
So we have a duty to be good, to be caring and rational, to avoid one-sidedness and black and white views, to not generalize, to dig deep for explanations and put the shovel to old discredited theories, all of which requires courage. But as our founding father, Thomas Jefferson, said, one man with courage is a majority.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Griswell.
The glory belongs to you, dear.
Thank you, everyone. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other. To level one.
Level one!
Jefferson? Really? He's not exactly in vogue, you know.
He was our third president, Russo.
I'm just surprised you would quote him in particular.
Are you? Elaborate, if you would.
Well,
you have a high score on the melanin index. I think that's his thesis. Hi. I'm Agent Jelani. God is great.
God is great. Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sincerely.
Okay, hold it. I wasn't saying she can't like Jefferson because of her ancestry.
Yeah, reminding her and by extension me of a trifling biological difference that is totally unimportant to a mid-21st man like you, correct?
You said it.
You look at her, at me, and see two Americans, correct?
Got it in one. You must be some kind of savant at reading people. You just started, right? Back in the corner?
I just started here. Before this, I served in the Philippines. Green Berets.
Ah, the Green Berets to this slop, huh? I guess you didn't get the MVP award.
And I guess you didn't have the medal to serve at all.
Psh, hey, you don't want to be friendly, pal? Fine by me. So, Mora, good knowing you. Best of luck in L2. Although, you may want to start working on some wrist exercises. I hear there's a lot of typing up there. Later.
Sorry about that.
And why are you sorry? He's a Vulgarian. I saw him drooling over your cubicle wall today.
All day for 3 years. I turned him down for a date on my first shift. He's still getting his revenge.
Yeah, my first shift, I heard him on the escalator bragging how he clipped a homeless woman with a rock.
Sounds like Russo.
Yeah, sounds like our whole country.
Do you think so?
Hey, listen, that speech of yours, you have a gift.
A gift you apparently have to praise with a whisper?
I don't have to, but I've been told I whisper pretty well.
Ah, good for you. Bye now.
Hey, wait, Mora, that wasn't... Okay, sorry. I wanted to give you a friendly warning after your speech. I may have only been around since Monday, but I can already advise you not to stick out so much.
I have a grip on the sociology here. Thank you.
No, I believe you,
I know what I've gotten into.
I don't think you do, and I'd very much like to discuss it elsewhere.
Like a bar.
I'm not flirting with you, Agent. I might like to, but that's far from my intent.
You seem like a nice guy, Jelani, but in my experience, that means very little. What do you want?
Agent Mora! Skip on over here and meet a new peer of yours.
Excuse me.
Alicia?
Mr. Griswell?
Wait.
Do not call me by my Christian name without permission. Good day.
I'm sorry. Can we please go somewhere? 5 minutes tops.
Be up front with me and I may consider it. What are you itching to school me about?
Your sister, okay? Zariah? She asked me to tell you she's all right. We got her out of the camp. If you want more information, meet me at the Periwig when you're done glad-handing for Mr. Griswell. If you try to turn me in, I guarantee you'll regret it.
Agent Mora, are you climbing up or down this ladder?
So?
You have 5 minutes, Jelani.
Oh, I can get you out of here in four, as long as you read this.
A newspaper from 2019?
Read the article at the bottom.
I went to grade school, Jelani. We all know what happened in 2019.
Until you read it, Agent Mora, I'm just going to drink my so-called bourbon.
There. My comm is under your fake newspaper. What now?
Now we can talk freely. It's smart paper. An app has just been loaded onto your comm to filter out our voices, but feed any ambient noise into the mic. If anyone other than a subroutine on a CPU is listening, which may be the case with you, I'm drinking and your lips remain zipped.
Won't they hear me putting my comm under the paper?
We thought of that. We aren't amateurs. They won't hear anything except your apparently conscientious move to put a comm on the table. The app will delete itself in 12 hours. When you leave the bar, the GPS will read you as going home no matter where you go.
Who is we?
I'm sure you have a more useful question than that.
Okay, what about your comm?
Mine has better anti-spyware than yours. Now, we have to establish some basis of trust or we'll talk ourselves into trouble.
So give me proof you met Zariah.
She knew you were careful enough to ask, so she came up with a password.
She and I never had a password.
Oh, I know, but she said this would work.
On a word, she wants me to trust you?
It's the best we could do with the time we had. I show you a pic. Could have been doctored, right? I play you a voice message for you. It could have been auto-genned. If you don't want to hear the password more, I won't say it. I only approached you tonight because of the promotion.
Why does it worry you that I got promoted?
The only reason I'm at the agency is contact with you. If they put you in a higher security room that I'm not privy to, then I have far fewer chances of casually making your acquaintance.
Why do you need to?
Well, after your sister got out of the camp, she got a promotion of her own.
Go on.
She also cares about you and wants you to be safe on account of what she has planned.
She's planning something here?
Yeah. You could be directly in danger.
The only danger I'm in is from her allegedly reaching out to me.
Oh, that's debatable at best, Mara. And delusional in one crucial sense. You just became one of Mr. Griswold's favorites at the agency, and you know what happens to those women.
He gave me his address today, and I emphatically promised I'd never need it. I'm nowhere near his mistress.
He'll try to make you one.
Unsuccessfully.
And then what? You never noticed how a number of his pets tend to leave town?
They tend to get transferred.
Yeah, to the Tri-City landfill. According to three different sources, all they find are parts. A foot, finger, and ear. Are there no rumors even at the agency?
I've heard of his affairs, but I...
Damn. Oh, they have a tighter lid on you goons than I thought.
I am not a goon.
No. You get paid to do overtly political police work. You just got a raise.
For being fair-minded.
Okay. Pretend that is the reason. We still both know the system is not fair-minded. We know old Tom Jefferson's one man with courage can be easily waterboarded and broken into a naked, humiliated mess. More easily than he can become a majority. You're too smart, Maura, to think one man or woman will do a little dance and rain down equal protection on this country.
You sound like her.
What, I sound like sense? Do you want to hear the password or not?
Yes, I do. Just don't expect me to join your club. What is it?
Apricot.
Apricot?
Yeah. That's what she said. Apricot. I don't know what it means. You?
Yes. That came from her.
Okay, then. You all right?
Yeah, I just didn't expect it to be that. What now?
Ah, hell. Now we run before we get made by those enforcers. You got a gun?
You're listening to Plan B Theater's production, Radio Hour, Episode 12, Stand. We'll take a break and come back in a moment. This is Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're presenting our latest radio drama produced by Plan B Theater Company. It's Radio Hour, and this is Episode 12, Stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for a background check. Only sit down after you've been stabbed. Any resistance will be interpreted as aggression.
I apologize in advance, Maura. I was led to believe this bar was only scanned on the weekends.
You snuck into the agency every day for a week. What's it matter if they ret scan you here?
I'm not concerned with our retinas coming up illegal. That enforcer has a Veritas device. Left hip. Confirm in your peripheral. Do not look dead on.
Okay. They have a Veritas, so what? Your red scan is going to be green. You're posing as an agent.
My scans are going to be green, but yours isn't.
I'm sorry?
You have a loyalty score of 42%. Both of us will scan as legit, but... But when they see you're 42 out of 100, they're going to draw the Veritas and ask you what you're doing here tonight, and that will inevitably lead to you mentioning your sister and her plans. Did you think it was chance how many times you got detained for lie detection lately?
I've been unlucky, but I...
Yeah, I saw your score two nights ago. It's not bad luck. And unless you can cheat a Veritas, which I very much doubt from the sweat on your upper lip, then I suggest you hand yourself in right now or show some aggression.
What if they scan me and let it go at that?
You made the call to meet with me, Mora. And I'm sorry, but you have to make another call now. Either you get arrested, or I help you out of here. You don't have to hang out with me once we get to the sidewalk. You have 3, 2, 1.
Evening. God is great.
Good evening. God is great. How goes the hunt, officer?
Busy. Some lady saw a Mexican without a digiband on this street. Now we gotta go door to door. Hold still for the scanner.
Sure. How's this? You coming?
You just killed them!
I saved you from a work camp!
You don't know that! You shot 2 policemen because they might have the
cop killers!
Get down!
I'm Mr. Concerned Citizen! Pale-faced red cap, you get a look?
Your blood's on my coat!
At the bar, can you see him?
Not barely! He's out!
He's reloading. I'll get him if he pops up again. You find the manager's office and wipe the service. We've been caught on camera.
I'm not a hacker. I can't just
throw in... Use this.
A cigarette lighter?
Compact EMP. Just point and click. Here. I'll lay down some cover. Go when I start shooting.
Go where?
I counted 2 doors down. The back hall. Beyond the restrooms. One of them's an office. Ready? Run! Yeah, no need to hurry. I just thought you'd like to know that we're not on the 10 o'clock news.
That's great.
Yeah, they're calling us 2 colored insurgents. Turns out the street cams in that sector are just decor. No IDs yet. The mayor was just on the autocast stuttering about cutbacks. We should assume the satellites got us, but so far it looks like they lost us.
Do you mind, Jelani? I'm not comfortable with you in here.
Well, I can't see.
I don't care. You killed 3 people.
You kill people all the time, Agent Mora. You just do it through a screen.
Fine, yes. We're both murderers. Get out of here.
Whoa. Hold on. You're interning people without a trial, okay?
And you were laughing.
When?
Just now, when you said they hadn't ID'd us yet.
Yes, I did. And I apologize. You get a dark sense of humor doing this.
Apparently. Now, can I please rinse my hair out in private?
Of course you can. Sorry. I'll be in the living room listening for police chatter. Don't open the blinds.
Yes, it's me. Pick up. I know you want this. You are dying to answer and do whatever I... Russo, hi. God is great.
Who the hell is this?
It's me, Alicia Mora from L1. I sit next to you, Sat.
How'd you get my private number?
You gave it to me when I first started, remember?
No, I don't. Are you in the shower?
I'm pretending.
Oh, you want some make-believe.
I've been kidnapped, Russo, by the Resistance.
I like it.
I'm serious. I'm in one of their safe houses right now, and I only have seconds. I would have called Mr. Griswell, but I don't know whether I can trust him. I don't want to freak out my family, and by the numbers, at least half my friends are informants for the agency. This is not make-believe. I need you.
Holy Father!
I'm going to share my location to your comm. It may not work. They installed some sort of app, but it's all I can think of. Hold on a sec. Here I go. Did you get it?
I got it.
Oh, yes. Good. Now, please, please, please do not alert or involve Mr. Griswell. Tip off the police, just the locals. I can reward you.
What's wrong with Mr. Griswell?
I don't have time, Russo. Just call the cops so I don't have to dodge a hellfire missile to get out of here.
You're level 2 at the agency. They wouldn't do that.
Hey, Mora?
That one of them?
What is it now?
I forgot to mention there's a spray under the sink. To break down the DNA on the tub, pour at least a cup down the drain, too.
Hey.
Hey.
Starting you some dinner. Hope you like potatoes. You doing all right?
Yeah, never been better.
Right. Sorry, again. Obviously, I'm not a recruiter for the Resistance, okay? Public relations is not my specialty.
What is?
Let's just say I've spent a lot of my life in barracks. Crowded ones, you know. Men, women, gay, straight, trans, midnight drills. People on edge, never enough bunks, and no privacy, even in the shower. Which is no excuse. I didn't mean to creep you out. And for the record, the state of Arkansas castrated me at 19. How do your clothes fit?
Badly.
Yeah? Those belong to my friend Rosella. 6'1", out of Yuma.
What happened to her?
Died at the western border.
If they sterilized you, it must have been a second felony. What'd you do?
I'd rather not relive it. Especially if you're not going to stand with us.
I don't know that I'm not going to, Jelani. I came here.
Yeah, because you were spooked, not committed, and my name's not Jelani.
What is it?
Just call me Lee.
Okay, Lee. At the bar, you said...
You didn't have to hang out with me once we got to the sidewalk. But here you are at our safe house.
So I have to pick sides?
Well, you have to pick something pretty damn quick. I have an errand to run in 2 minutes, and I'd like to know whether I can come back here tonight.
Where are you going? It's after curfew.
I have to check in.
But they'll be out in force. You should wait until they come...
I have to be somewhere at a set time. I should go now. The kitchen's yours. Betray me and your sister if you want.
Hey, wait. Who says I'm going to squeal?
You're not Zariah. I get it. Yeah, you look like her. You smell like her. But you're not her. She misjudged.
Meaning what? She wants to recruit me?
Well, of course she does. But I can see you don't have the stomach for it.
Lee, wait. Are you limping?
It's nothing. Bye.
You took a bullet.
I was grazed back at the bar.
Where?
Right thigh. Get out of my way.
Lee, tell me what her plan is, and maybe I can assist.
Not a chance. I only wait if you say what apricot is.
The password? Why? Why are you interested in...
I'm not. But whatever the password means, it made you care. And I can only know where you and I stand if I know what you care about. What's apricot?
Nothing. It's a memory.
About what?
A tree in Vegas in our yard.
And?
Nothing. We stole water for it. But it wasn't enough. We only got one apricot. She gave it to me. She was 15. I was 10.
That's it?
Yes, that's... No, it was also my birthday and my only present that year. A week after that, I'm pretty sure she took part in the Fremont Street Massacre.
You mean the Battle of Fremont Street?
Sure.
But why does it get to you? What's it say about her remembering that?
I don't know. It could be manipulation. Apricot could mean selfless to me, but I haven't seen her since...
Okay, fine. Tell me this. Is your sister beyond the redemption of Jesus? Or did she leave home for some good reason? Your file says you're a true believer, which I had questioned, but now, I don't know.
Americanism and faith can be mutually exclusive. The breaking of secular law does not damn a person.
I don't need a sermon. Just say what's on your chest. You have 30 seconds before I split.
I know Zariah's not stupid. She was never stupid. I know the ideals of the resistance. Whistleblower laws, one person, one vote. Despite my choice of career, I know these ideas are not nonsense. I don't like wearing a digiband so white people know I'm not here to steal their job. I don't like the rushes of paranoia.
But?
I work within the system.
What is your biggest accomplishment been?
I could corner you with the same cynical question, Lee.
Well, you don't have to. I'll spell it out for you. Last year, I got a 14-year-old girl out of her parents' house after they chained her to a drain pipe. After some reparative therapy, she came out to them and they almost starved her in the basement. She was eating maggots. Her father's a judge and had enough pull to get the Secret Service on my tail, but I'd do it again. That's who I am. Now share the source of your pride before I'm late.
I have no pride in what I've done up to now.
Then what's holding you back?
Just realism.
The agency's not all-powerful, Maura. The U.S. government's not omnipotent.
No, but the balance of power lies decidedly on the side of...
Is that your comm? Who is it?
Oh, no. I made a mistake. Listen, when I was in the bathroom...
Just say who it is.
It's Griswell calling from his office. Should I answer?
Yeah, if you want to wind up one of his trophies, go ahead.
What's that?
Proximity alert. 8 hostels, second floor.
Show me the way out.
Huh. So you do have a gun. Honestly, couldn't tell.
Show me. What's the escape route?
You betrayed me 5 minutes ago, Maura.
I misread you. I'm sorry. I took you for a thug, but you're more than that.
You don't want to make a difference. You're just scared of your boss.
It's both.
Then swear it.
They're coming, Lee. It could be a SWAT team.
Give me something.
Fine. I swear it on the flag. I want what you want, mostly.
I'll take it. Shut off your comm. They've probably gotten around the app. Good. Step 2. You see the old-fashioned circuit panel? Open it.
Why?
Because you're pointing a gun at me still, and I don't feel like making fast movements. Trust me.
Okay. I see a red switch and some black ones. What are they connected to?
Flip number 7.
What will it do?
Find out.
Nothing happened.
Just wait. When they bust down that door, the whole place will blow. We put napalm and 9 cans of screws behind the sheetrock. Leave your comm. This way.
The pantry?
Secret passage.
Open up!
Wait on it. It could be broken.
It's not broken. Oh, I came down on it funny. Oh, we have to clear the area.
We've gone at least a mile, maybe two. Double backing. They're not following.
Yeah, when they put out the fire, they will think. They won't find our bodies. They'll see the chute down to the subway. They'll send a canine unit or a bot. Have you seen one of those outside a parade? You can't run from a bot.
I still have the EMP.
Don't waste the battery. And word to the wise. They send a bot, only use that in self-defense. It was a four-legger that got my friend Rosella. She attacked when she should have been on defense, and before I could aim, the lug nut had shattered four of her ribs and crushed her liver into a paste. Now, you see a bot, you get into fetal position and you point the EMP.
I've had basic training, Lee. I'm not a halfwit.
You haven't seen combat.
Oh,
damn it!
Stop walking!
Okay. We can hang back a while. We can take a breather.
Or wrap your ankle.
No, leave it. It's fine.
You're being irrational. You're not some man of God super spy from a hollow pick. You jumped 10 feet off a ladder with a bullet hole in your leg.
It's a graze, not a hole.
Well, you should sit down and elevate it. We can't stop them from coming, but we can attend to your ankle. Sit. Do you want me to make you...
I yield. Okay, I'm sitting. You're making more sense than me. Just do it after... Do me a favor and kill the light after my butt hits the concrete. It's darker than solitary down here.
You ready?
Ready.
Here goes.
I can barely see my hand. Be careful of the rails.
I'll just stand in place.
Good idea.
Was that the Hyperloop?
I don't know. Not sure. Never been down here.
I think it was a loop car speeding up for the intercity. It's amazing we used to get around in tunnels like these on rails at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'd gladly go back to this. If we could get some of the other stuff back along with it. Be nice, you know, to walk your dog without seeing a billboard every block that says, every knee shall bow.
The churches pay for those, not the government.
Yeah, the churches pay for the signs on Pennsylvania Avenue, too.
Which technically is not on federal property, Lee.
Hey, you got me there. You have a fine legal mind.
I'm just saying there's nuance. I agree it's gone too far. We should backtrack.
Shh. Okay, just a couple of strays. You might as well holster your gun and cop a squat. I'm not going anywhere till I can hear what's ahead. Lord, some one of those dogs is about to lose a tail.
I'd say more than that if a homeless camp hears them. Poor guys.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one?
A dog?
Yeah.
No. Well, we grew up because of a lot of grief. My folks had a picture. I used to have a picture of one. Or her. They called her something. I can't remember. You?
No. Too expensive. All the water. Although my sister and I had a snake.
Shut up.
We did. A sidewinder under the trailer. We'd empty the last of our canteens into this rock like a little plate.
I have a hard time seeing Zariah help out of the rattlesnake.
Why's that?
Well, don't get me wrong. She has a bigger heart than most of us, but she didn't get where she is through sentiment. I'm sure you get that. Hey, Mora. Don't leave me down here, okay? If you could just...
I'm not leaving.
What you're not is my brother in arms. Not yet, and that makes me nervous. Just don't leave me with the dogs, all right?
You're wounded. I'm not leaving a wounded man by himself in this filthy...
What more do you want, Mora?
To help you? Nothing.
I'm not talking about me. What do you need from us?
It's not something I need. I don't need money or favors or...
What do you want, then? What do you covet?
I would like a little more truth, for starters.
About what?
About what? Lee, I know you didn't serve in the Green Berets. Before the agency, you said that to Russo, but it's a lie.
How do you figure?
I pay attention. Lee... The army has a ban on eunuchs.
Oh, good catch. Look at you, on lamb and still using your frontal lobe. But I wonder why you assume I really was castrated in prison.
I imagine very few men would choose to lie about that. What I can't imagine is how you got through the background check at the agency, short of killing someone and stealing their identity.
All right. Full disclosure. The measures taken to get me into the agency were not pretty. Number one... You're not even looking at my real face or real eyes right now. They're gone. I'm not even Middle Eastern. Number two,
The man whose identity stole, he's alive.
But?
But my boss insisted on an info dig.
Please say that's another example of your dark humor.
I wish it were.
Lee, if the Resistance is using virtual reality
to torture... I said an info dig, and you know for a fact,
Maura... But the law's been in stone since 2030. If a person cannot distinguish between true and virtual reality, trapping them in that state is by itself...
And you believe U.S. operatives have never, ever done that?
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Hey, the bottom line is, this country is not what it says it is,
when was it?
Maybe it never was, but it's gonna start being consistent.
Oh, after my sister blows up a building... More than a building?
Oh, if we pull off her plan, the UN will finally get involved here.
How? Even if China were willing to back an insurgency with the UN's help, which we both know is a wet dream, Van Zomeren would drop an H-bomb on Beijing. He threatens to practically once per week.
We don't need China.
You need one of the superpowers.
We don't.
Ugh, that's crap.
No, because if China believed an American ICBM were coming for them, your big sister figured it out. Whoever strikes first in a nuclear war will win. So we make them think we're attacking them, but let them attack. The Resistance has a toehold in the military, Maura. Always has, but no one ever thought of this.
Because it's insane.
Every option's insane. Every timely option for ending hostilities demands us to be harder than them.
To ignore right and wrong.
The war's older than we are, Maura. It's three generations deep. A whole generation of second-classers has grown up behind barbed wire. If President Van Zomeren did the right thing and let the Muslims out of camps today, you think they'd be grateful? We all made this bed.
So the best option is provoking China into vaporizing our military in half a dozen of our cities?
Yeah, as we pull back.
As millions die, as we die.
No, your sister sent me to get you to safety. We can pull it off. We have access. We fire a missile with no payload at China, but they don't know it's a dud. The establishment scrambles to figure out why we fired, and in the confusion, China makes the only logical move.
Logical? What you're talking about will be worse than climate change.
Oh, you believe in that? It's not just God Almighty punishing the traitors?
Don't make me out to be an idiot, because I'm not fawning all over your big manly plan.
Your sister's plan?
Lee, you know what it is. It's rash and full of pride.
You're full of pride? You think you're going to save the system from within on, the strength of your moral character? That's your fantasy, right?
Morality is not a fantasy. Every action we take...
You're living in la-la. You got too much religion.
Because I care if my parents are nuked, if my cousins die from fallout... What'd Soraya say about that? Our cousins in California would be poisoned under her plan, despite having nothing to do with this.
No, they have everything to do with this. They literally left us in the dust. Have you been to the Great Plains lately? The Calis and their Japanese pals. They know what happens to shopkeepers who fly a rainbow flag. They know what goes on in the camps. They know what sort of dreck we hypnotize our children with, and what have they done?
What can they or anyone do against us?
Exactly! That's why we need her plan to work!
I'm sorry, Lee, but this is where we part. I won't be a part of the apocalypse.
Maura, don't! We need you. We have foot soldiers, but we need minds. Don't give yours to Van Zomeren. To the ones who do medical testing on people put behind a fence for reasons no one alive can remember. Would you say the pledge in the morning?
Do you are... not presume to explain to me what I stand for. We are done here, Lee.
You may be done, but me? I am far from finished.
You're listening to Plan B Theater's production of Radio Hour, Episode 12, Stand. We'll be back. This is Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're presenting live radio theater from Plan B Theater Company. This is Episode 12 of our Radio Hour series. It's Matthew Ivan Bennett's play, Stand.
Russo?
Hey, Maura. Be a dear and keep your gun and flashlight pointed at Jelani.
His name's not Jelani.
Hey!
Thanks for the tip. Do what I say. The only reason your lungs don't have holes is I'm a nice guy.
Nice? You called in Griswell.
Keep the light on Jelani. I don't think of ditching the flashlight either. I've got infrared on these eye specs. And no, I didn't call in Griswell. I called the locals and then tracked you separately.
Griswell tried my personal comm. Was that coincidence?
I doubt it. The office pool hit 500 today. Odds favor you for his next victim.
So you know about his mistresses?
I know a lot.
Enough to track us here? How? She left her comm in the safe house. Or did you pop out the tracking chip, Maura?
No.
Are you playing me?
I called him, but I don't know how he tracked us. It's not a sting. We can resolve this
with level... There is no we when it comes to terrorists. I was able to find you because I got assigned to you in August, Maura. Half my friends are informants. I put a trace in your food at the Christmas party. No one told me to. I just like following you. But I don't need your comm signal. Now shoot this jack off in the knee. Right in the ball of his knee.
Why would I do that?
Keep the light on, Jelani! Or I will blast your dainty little hands into stumps.
Maura, your chances are better with me. I may not be a super spy, but we can...
Shut your soy boy festering hole! If I have to cash in on your corpse alone, I will. Maura, get closer if you have to, but shoot him square in the knee so he don't run. No arteries.
He already has a sprain. He might have fractured his foot.
If the Anthem Mumbler got this far in this terrain, he's doing fine. Shoot him before he tries some social justice on you.
He has a weapon.
I see that. And if he lifts it from behind his leg, you better aim for his brainstem. Because that cuck ain't going to try to hit any target whose voice is echoing in pitch black.
Oh, I can do it.
Bull, you're going to shoot her and go for the flashlight. It's your best bet.
Your sister forbade me from hurting you, Maura, under any circumstances. I'm not going to shoot you because it's not my best bet. I'm going to shoot him.
No, he's not.
No one shoot. Lee, Russo is an officer of the law, and I'm duty-bound to protect him. Russo, this man is a citizen of the United States.
I'm giving you to 10 to do the right thing, Maura. 10.
If we're going
9,
to arrest him, he should have his rights
8,
read and not be threatened.
No one's arresting me.
Oh, he's begging for it.
I can hit him, Maura. I've taken worse shots. We can take him together.
Lee, I can help with a lawyer.
You can help me now. I can't be captured.
7.
Don't make me be the one man with courage.
I'm not making
6.
You.
6.
We can turn the tide.
I'm not her. You
5.
Said it.
And make her like you.
How would I do that?
4.
Bring her a better plan.
I don't have one.
I'm going to shoot him.
Don't.
3.
I'm doing
don't.
It.
2.
Apricot.
God bless it. I said get him in the knee, Maura. What the hell?
He was going to. His gun.
Oh,
he pulled the hammer. He could have... Did you see? I was protecting you.
You didn't have to hollow out his eye socket to protect me.
He could have gotten you. He said he pulled the hammer back.
Yeah, you did well, little sure shot. You went with your training.
You were pushing him.
Was I? I thought I was pushing you.
Me?
Yeah, you. We could have made a quarter mil off of him. And now what? Even for a spy, you don't get much of a nest egg when they're stiff, Maura. I'd be lucky to get 2 grand. Now I gotta bust you.
I was making a run for it, Russo. You heard me.
I heard him say he would never hurt you. On account of your sister?
You trust that?
Did he try to hurt you?
He shot 3 people without a blink.
Did he point his gun at you?
He didn't threaten me directly.
Oh, how did he indirectly?
With their plan. Their war plan.
You mean that cockamamie story about stealing an ICBM? No. And you were trying to help him. I can get you a lawyer.
I told you on the phone I was kidnapped.
When I snuck up on you, it sounded like a spirited debate between friends.
I just saved you.
Maybe you were saving him from being captured, from the info dig they would have done.
Russo.
Freeze! You try and point your flashlight at me again, and it's going to get real dark for you. Drop your gun.
I outrank you, Russo.
That's not going to work.
They won't get useful intel out of me.
You had a date with a resistance asset who got into the agency. I'm thinking everyone from the director on down would be highly interested, even grateful. And I'm thinking you like this world more than Jelani. So put the gun down.
I can see you, Russo. I can make you out.
So? You still have to lift your arm and aim. I only have to pull the trigger. Not to mention, you're holding a pistol the agency issued to you, and any bullet you squeeze out of it incriminates you. I advise you to put it down. Good girl. Now turn off the flashlight. Roll it away. Now come closer. Closer. Watch out for the rail. Closer. Stop!
Russo, on the phone earlier, do you remember I said I can reward you?
Maura, come on. I did like you, but...
Not you, did. You do. You do like me.
You're a good woman, Maura, but...
You think so?
Yeah, basically I do. But the big bosses will not react well to your choices tonight. And you can't give me anything worth the effort of contradicting them.
All I wanted was to know my sister's okay.
Sure, I get that, but you can
you
drop
do?
The...
You understand that, really?
I might. I lost my father to him.
Then you know.
I know, I get it.
But unlike you, I don't let it bother me anymore. You know what this is? Do you?
No.
Looks like a Big Daddy Long Legs made out of metal, huh?
I guess.
It's a prototype. I gave a little money to these college guys in electrical engineering. It may help you with your emotional problems. How it works is, you put the spider on a person's face, and it grabs on at these special points. And I don't know the details, but it's supposed to be like a roofie. They want to call it the icebreaker. Anyway, I could put Mr. Spider on your face or put a hole in your spine. Your choice. All right. Time to claim my reward.
Give me that thing!
No!
Russo! Russo! If you want to pray, Russo, you can! I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just had to hear my sister was okay. I'm sorry. Be merciful to me, oh God, because of your constant love, because of your great mercy, wipe away my sins, wash away all my evil.
Agent Mora.
Mr. Griswell.
You came. After curfew. I am so delighted. Take off your shoes. Come in.
I'm not here for pleasure, sir. This is business.
I assumed it was. Shall we discuss it inside? I would hate for you to catch a chill. And I do have the rather devout type of neighbors who tend to get the wrong impression now and then. Give me your shoes.
No, thank you. I like it here in the cold.
Do you? I wondered that about you.
I have a loaded gun in my pocket, sir.
Ooh, how thrilling.
You had the option of handing yourself in. We can call the locals together.
Well, I doubt the locals will care very much about my dalliances in California. The commissioner of police...
This isn't about California, sir.
What else would it be?
I know, sir, about your so-called mistresses, and I can't unknow. I can't say the pledge for you on Monday. I can't let you prey on one woman more.
Watch it, little lady. You sound like a hero.
I don't know what a hero would do here, Mr. Griswell. I'm just trying to avoid hypocrisy in the only way I can think of. I've done bad things tonight. I should be on the run. But what you're doing is unforgivable. I have to turn you in.
Along with yourself?
Gladly. I may have let my patriotism lapse, but you're a predator. I've had a lot of doubts tonight, but I'm dead sure about this. A government's only as good as its people, and you are not good. I have a public and moral duty to bust you down.
Agent, I'm going to gamble with you here. Despite the fact that we could have an audience... My mistresses? Only little red parts of them show up.
I'm well aware.
But do you know the rest of them... turns up much happier in a sunnier clime? You see, a great many of us like the beach. We have to pretend we don't, or say it's just a fancy when it's really a passion. We have to pretend a lot. Pretend we're like other men, with wives who prefer pink and cover their hair in church. We have to bury our truest selves. And the deeper we work within the system, the deeper we have to bury the truth.
Which is...
Not sum upable, I'm afraid. Although Jefferson, with his revolutionary days, he said something of use to us here. I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past. Now, why don't you kick off your shoes and come on in? I have a fire. And unless I miss my guess, I bet you would like to see Mrs. Griswell's antique radio collection?
How do I know your words mean what I want them to?
Well, you can't. But you can hope. You're not beyond hope. That's obvious. Plus, you've always got your gun if I turn into the monster they say I am.
good point. Show me those radios. Hands where I can see them.
Plan B's Radio Hour, Episode 12, Stand, was written by Matthew Ivan Bennett. It featured actors Shane Mosafari, Jay Perry, and Isabella Reeder. E. Foley by Joe Killian, original music by Dave Evanoff. Stand was designed and directed by Cheryl Ann Clough. KUER's Michael Havey mixed the show with help from Tim Slover. Radio West is produced by Benjamin Bombard and Elaine Clark. And I'm Doug Fabrizio.